Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you again for another beautiful day in your presence. And just thank you for these readings this morning. I so opened my eyes up to your mighty love and your being all-knowing, that this very touching this man's life and healing him from leprosy would then affect so many others. And thank you, Lord, that the priesthood at that time would have no excuse to know that you have come to seek and to heal and set free. So thank you for this word. It's so beautiful, as we just need to be obedient and dedicated to you today and every day. So bless this word now in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're reading Matthew 8, verse 3 and 4. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Then Jesus said unto him, See, thou tell no one, but go show thyself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them.
Hallelujah. So, you know, when I first read this, all I could think in that is just give thanks, because that I understand. And we see it so in Psalm 107. I've sent it along with the message, that we're just giving thanks. And sometimes we even forget to say thank you. And then we look at, you know, the testimony of Moses, how in the old covenant, before the Lamb of God was slain for us and now lives for us, it was a rigmarole. Okay, you're grateful you've been healed, but the sacrifice and the dedication, and I've sent it to you along with the message as well. It was like up to 8 days, not up to, it was 8 days of just obedience and dedication and sacrifice. It was 2 birds and then later on 3 sheep. And praise God for the new and the better covenant. But one thing here, you know, once Jesus has stepped into our life and called us and heals us, and we stay clean by just staying with him, listening to him. So that's what it's all about, a dedicated, obedient life. And he's here with us to keep us from not falling into sin again and believing the deception. So that's why it's a constant walk with him and listen to him, just as this guy had to. And the result was that the priests in the Old Testament, the sacrifice, these old ordinances and things that they had to do is all being dealt with, praise God. And we still, sadly, we stay here in KZN, in Zululand, we still see poor chickens that the one is slaughtered and then the others are running all around on the beach and in the bushes here by us.
But they are cut.
Yeah, and then they hurt to get the blood to come out, and that Danita's got one now. Can you believe it? This God is so in control of everything that we had to see this reading now. And then one of the guests thought, oh, they saved this poor chicken, and shame they did, and they brought this wise chicken, but it's in such a bad way because he's been cut to get blood out of him. So they don't even do it the proper ways. There's no proper way anymore for sacrifice, because Jesus is a sacrifice. Now the chickens there in the running around in the bush there by the lodge. So Lord, we just pray, Father God, for workers in the harvest field listening to you, and thank you for workers to go into this harvest field, Father God, where people are still in the old covenant mentality with sacrificing birds and sheep, and not realizing that your goodness has come and your goodness is here to keep us developing on schedule. So thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, for your great love for us and your great love for mankind, that you are drawing everyone into the reality of the total sacrifice, the wonderful, complete sacrifice, and that we walk conscious and thankful of that every day in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.